things, hanging out with them. And so, it showed us that this didn't just happen. To me, it was, we were chosen. We were chosen to do what we did. And I think I'm very proud of it. I spoke with Whoopi Goldberg lately. In fact, she wrote the opening to my next book, Supreme Glamour. It's all about the Supremes gowns. And she said that when she was young and she saw us on the t on TV and, saw these three beautiful black women, it gave her something to aspire to. So, it for me, it's something I'm very proud of it. I don't take it lightly. If I had not been a Supreme, I would have wanted to be. But I am one.
When did you understand and realize that you all had achieved something really special?
When we achieved it, well, first of all, it started before we became famous because we kept saying, "Well, why don't they see how great we are?" Because we were called the No Hit Supremes, which I wrote that. Okay, I coined that phrase, but now you're saying, "Ooh, so I coined that because, we couldn't get that hit record, and that was what was going to put us over the top, right?" So once we realized that's what we had to have, then our dream changed from just being singers. It changed to wanting to achieve something special. And so that was our goal. And once that happened, once Mr. Berry Gordy put us together with Harlan Dozier Holland, and we got the hit records, that was when we knew we had achieved it. When we were on the Dick Clark Caravan of Stars tour, and they had released Where Did Our Love Go? And the record became a hit while we were on the tour. We didn't even know it because we're on this bus tour traveling the South, with people like the Drifters, the Shirelles, and Gene Pitney, and Leslie Gore. We were on that kind of tour. So when the record became a hit and we were on this bus tour, we kind of like, we knew we had made it. That's when we knew we had made that we had achieved what we wanted to.
Tell us about that friendly competition. I assume it's friendly competition. Mary Wells, Kim Weston, Martha, Vandellas, Marvelettes.
Well, you say tell you about the friendly competition. I don't think that any one of us felt that we were competing against each other. And I tell you why that's so important for people to understand that. You would think with all of these wonderful talented people, there would be competition. But as you did say, it was friendly, but we didn't think of it as competition. I remember just being in awe of people. We were there when Stevie Wonder came in. Mr. Gordy, Berry Gordy said, "We have a little genius coming in today, and I want you girls, you Supremes, to be here when he comes in." And I'm saying to myself, "What is a genius? I don't know if I've ever seen a genius before." Once Stevie came in, I'm like, "That's a genius." He played every instrument there. But that's the way everyone was. So we were admired each other for the talent. Now, when one person got a hit record, then you start to say, "Okay, when is mine coming?" That's when maybe some sort of whatever, but it was always lovingly done. That we did the tours. Whoever, say if the Contours opened, whoever followed the Contours would come off the stage saying, "Okay, beat that," and then the next one would come off and say, "Beat that." But it was all really a wonderful feeling. It made everyone even better.
Co-founder of the legendary Supremes, Wilson died on February 8, 2021. She was 76. Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. It's just now 11 o'clock. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mach. Thank you so much for tuning in for the second half of this four-hour Friday night extravaganza. But being now that it is just 11 o'clock, it's time for me, the Mockster, to tell you some things going on around town. We call it the WRCT Radio, and we call it the WRCT Music Calendar. We'll start off with that radio calendar. Let you know just a few things that are happening that we're aware of and we want to tell you about. For example, Off-Root Art is always looking for artists and art lovers, and they want you. They're a nonprofit that builds a new type of arts community by connecting the public with original art made by artists between the ages of 16 and 24 years old. For more information, offrootart.com. And don't forget about supporting Thrifty. It's the East End Community Thrift Store. They are one door down from the Thomas Merton Center, the East End Community Thrift Store. They have clothing and furniture and household appliances, but they're also looking for donations, volunteers, and shoppers. All the profits from the store actually are donated to the Thomas Merton Center to help fund their general operations. Please be aware that masks are required when entering the thrift store. For more information, call them up at 412-361-6010. And finally, on my radio calendar, I do want to remind you about Jaunt, which is a safe exploration of public art throughout the city of Pittsburgh. The Office of Public Art has put this together with an artist-designed tour. The artist, D.S. Kinzel, he's the co-founder of Boom Concepts in Garfield. Now, how it works is there are a series of postcards by Pittsburgh artists available at various locations throughout the city. So then you can go find those and you can see public art and you can just kind of tour the city on your own terms. That's really how it works. Now, you can find these postcards at Boom Concepts on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood. The Small Mall in Lawrenceville has them. The CDCP Project Space and the Small Mall Outpost, which is in Wilkinsburg. You can also find them at People's Grocery in Garfield as well. So that's some things for you to explore and know about. If you know about something that you want us to tell people to explore that you can include on this radio calendar, send it to us in an email to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. I know, you're like, Moxter, music calendar? What kind of music are we talking about? Well, we're talking about just trying to support local artists and local promoters and local venues. And you can start by checking out Save Our Stages to find out how you can maybe help out that way. Or just go to their websites. Go to trustarts.org, calliopehouse.org. Even the promoters, Drusky Entertainment, even Live Nation, I Don't Care, Promo West, Opus One. I'm just listing the ones that I can think of off the top of my head. Club Cafe, places you see live music, and just kind of just keep updated with what they are doing. And some of them, like the Pittsburgh Symphony, they're doing live stream shows. So pittsburghsymphony.org are ways for you to find out about these live shows. Some live shows I'm aware of, for example, on Tuesday the 23rd at 7 p.m., it's the Off Minor Jazz Series happening. Alphabetcity.org for information on that. On Thursday the 4th of March, the August Wilson Center is presenting Lindsay Morgan Smith. It's an 8 p.m. show. awc.culturaldistrict.org for more information on that. And on Saturday, March 6th, Howie Alexander Trio tribute to George Duke is doing a live stream from a Con Alma there in Shadyside. So it's live and live stream. So it's not just that they're live in the live stream. So it's one of two things, because they can socially distance and see the live jazz at Calm Alma and Shadyside, or view it live streamed. Check out Con Alma's Facebook page for more information about that. And let's see, what else do I got? Joe Jenks doing a live stream concert for the Pittsburgh Song Space Concert Series. That's at uusongspace.com. It's a 7:30 show, and it's on Saturday the 13th of March. And Tom Paxton and the Don Juans. Wow, that's an online concert for Calliope House, calliopehouse.org. That's happening in April. So see, there's stuff going on. There is. We just got to be on the lookout for it. We have to be a little bit more adventurous. If you know of an event you want to include on the WRCT music calendar, I almost said Madio. I don't know what a Madio calendar is. The music calendar. Send the email to music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear this calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again, just like you did now at 11 p.m., Jay Thurber will give you his revised update in full detail tomorrow during the Radio 9 program. Let's get back into more music with a birthday shout-out. Peter Hossapple of the DBs turned 65 years old today. So let's go back to his 1978 solo debut. It's Big Black Truck here on the Viva La Mock radio show.
Shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Listening to WRCT's Friday Extravaganza, Viva Le Mac, where the time is exactly 66 minutes past 42 o'clock MST, Mach Standard Time. That chime reminds me that I should invite you to listen to the most eclectic folk radio show in Pittsburgh, WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. I'm your host, Mando Richard, and I play everything from Merle Haggard to Michael Doucette to the Mavericks to Maurice Chevalier. Tune in to Whiskey Before Breakfast Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and streaming from WRCT.org. And now, back to your regularly scheduled Mockcast.
Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you.
Ready?
Louise.
Once upon a time, long ago, for all I believed, got the old heave-ho. Remember to remember the Alamo, come a little closer to me. The apocalypse is coming, sorry, gotta run. The odds on tomorrow now are 2-1. Someone just said something about a setting sun. Come a little closer to me. Old man river, have mercy on me. The devil's at the bottom of the deep blue sea. As Clark Gable said to Vivian Lee, come a little closer to me. Yeah. black as night, white with fear. It's all right behind me in my rear view mirror. Come on, pretty baby, get me out of here. Come a little closer to me. Oh, man, river, have mercy on me. The devil's at the bottom of the deep blue sea. As Clark Gable said to Vivian Lee, come a little closer to me.
And all that I so want to give you, it's only a heartbeat away. When I need love, I hold out my touch love. I never knew there was so much love keeping me warm night and day. Miles and miles of empty space in between us. The telephone can't take the place of your smile, but you know I won't be traveling a lifetime. It's cold out, but hold out and do like I do. When I need you, I just close my eyes and I'm with you. And all that I so want to give you, it's only a heartbeat away.
honey, that's the heavy load that we bear. But you know I won't be traveling forever. It's cold out, but hold out and do like I do. When I need love, I hold out my hand and I touch love. I never knew there was so much love keeping me warm night and day. When I need love.
Known to many as The Voice, that is Vern Gosden here on the Viva La Mock radio program doing his version of When I Need You. A song originally done or at least made mega famous by Air Supply. That's twice now. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but Air Supply actually did a version of Without You. I did the Nilsson version of the Badfinger song, but Air Supply had a big hit with that one too. So I thought I'd play that for you in that set because it's going to segue into my next set. But first, let me just tell you the wrap up the songs I played for you before the Vern Gosden, Jeff Daniels. He was live streamed in town last month for a Calliope show. It's from his new album. It's called Come a Little Closer. Yeah, actor Jeff Daniels. It's his birthday today. So happy birthday. He is 67 years old today. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't do math, or actually I need new glasses. He's only 66 years old today. Grandpa Jones in there. Yeah, he actually passed away on this day back in 1998 at the age of 84. Played Old Rattler from Grandpa Jones of Hee-Haw fame. Now do the math on this. If he passed in 98 and he was 84 back then, it means he was born in 1914. So Hee-Haw originally ran from 69 to 71, then in syndication from 71 to like 93, and then the TNN network picked it up to 97. So let's go back to those early days of Hee-Haw with Grandpa Jones. Let's say 1971. We'll pick that as the date. Born in 1914. In 1971, he was 57. He wasn't like, I mean, he could have been a grandpa, but like he wasn't this crotchety old man, was he? Think about it. Johnny Paycheck, speaking of people who have passed, Johnny Paycheck passed away on this day back in 2003 at the age of 64. Just reminding you that every once in a while when you're having one of those days, one of those weeks, just walk outside and yell really loud, take this job and shove it. I know I've been guilty of doing that more than once. And then I started the entire set with Peter Hossapple. Big Black Truck from a 7-inch of his on the Car record label, which was a label run by Chris Stamey. Peter Hossapple later joined Chris Stamey's DBs. And then I kind of took the band over towards the late 80s. But again, he is 65 years old today. Gets us to where we are now. We're already 25 minutes past your 11 o'clock hour. We got a mock coming up at midnight. I got to tell you what the mock is. Joe Gibbs going underneath the mock light. Reggae artist and producer Joe Gibbs had most of his hits and songs and albums out like in the 70s into the 80s. So I've put together, I think I got about a half dozen songs to play for you at midnight to celebrate the music and songs that he wrote and was a part of. So we can do that. We lost Joe Gibbs. I'll tell you more about that when we get to the mock, but Let's get back into that segue I was talking about. So I played the When I Need You, and we all know that song. Come on, if you don't know that song, I don't know what dance you were at that didn't play an Air Supply song at some point in your youth. Oh, because you don't remember Air Supply. Okay. Well, for those who do, come on, you know that. You know that. What I found out was Air Supply actually got sued because they said that song was stolen from a Leonard Cohen track. So I went back and dug up the song, which I'm playing right now, Famous Blue Raincoat. And you'll hear it. You'll hear it in the transition and just think of the song When I Need You and just see if you can pull it out. Not sure if he won the suit. It's Leonard Cohen.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. Then you came home without Lily Marlene. And you treated my woman to a flake of your life. When she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see James away. She sends her regards. And what can I tell you, my brother, my killer? What can I possibly say? I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here for Jane or for me, well, your enemy is sleeping. His woman is free, yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. Thank you.
Well, come gather around and I'll sing you a song about a crazy old world that's coming along. Till one day some fool made the decision to turn on the television. Of course, radio reported we'd all ignore it. Paper said we'd have no time for it. But before you knew it, you knew Milton Berle. And we all had a new escape from the world. All tuned in before too soon, we were watching a man walk on the moon. He made it look as easy as driving a car. Video killed the radio star. I got the talking blues. Talking blues is easy to do. All you gotta do is rhyme a line or two. Rhyme a line or two and then you don't even have to rhyme again. See? I can say anything I want to now. Well, you know, within reason. Say sitcom catchphrase game show nation. Television soon defied explanation. As the situation took to such a degree that eventually we all heard about cable TV. Of course, free TV news swore we'd ignore it, that your average family could never afford it. But again, they were wrong. Eventually, everybody wanted their MTV. We were all tuned in, but now the shock was watching a kid do a thing called the moonwalk. Sliding backwards, really, was eventually too far. Reality killed that video star. I got the talking blues. So simple at first, it was hard to foresee the impending collision with reality. But it soon seemed TV turned on itself when the real world came on like it was something else. Of course, actors all acted like they weren't floored, hoping eventually that we'd all get bored. But one after another, we pretended not to act. We hurtled ever forward towards alternative facts. Then a show called The Apprentice came on, and pretty soon, an old man with a comb over had sold us the moon. We stayed tuned in, now here we are. Reality killed by a reality star. I got the talking blues. Hills, that is.
Why she walk like a woman boys and boys will be girls. It's a mixed up, muddled up, shook up world. It's a parola. La 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 la.
Forthcoming on the CBC Television Network.
There are campfire legends that the plainsmen spin of a man who was nothing like Paladin. Couldn't ride, couldn't shoot, but he won his fame, 'cause everything he said, said backwards. The same palindrome, palindrome, what's in a name? Palindrome, palindrome, backwards the same.
Yes, palindrome. No one knew where he came from, and nobody cared. He rode into town one day from out of the west, armed not with six guns, a long rifle, a whip, a knife, a chainsaw, or some other exotic weapon. No, his only means of self-defense was his snappy little straw hat and his uncanny ability to speak only in sentences which, when spelled backwards, are exactly the same as when they were spelled forwards. Here's a scene from a forthcoming episode of Palindrome.
Howdy, stranger.
Ma'am.
Well, what's your name, partner?
Madam, I'm Adam.
Oh, well, how'd you get into town? I didn't see a horse.
A Toyota.
Sounds like you have a little sinus problem.
Tons. Oh, snot.
Hey, Doc, how about a little drink for my new friend here?
Well, I sure could use it. Look at that, his mouth's hanging wide open.
In it, ram a martini.
Sorry, stranger. No hard liquor here. Would you like some wine or some kind of beer?
Lager, sir, is regal.
Well, that's fine. Say, you must be hungry. Uh-oh. You're not trying to lose weight on one of them fasts, are you?
Doc, note, I dissent. A fast never prevents a fatness. I diet on cod.
Sorry to tell you we're out of cod. Look, you got two choices. Italian or deli. What'll it be?
Go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog.
Well, fine then. Now for dessert, we could hail the young fresh fruit vendor over there.
Yo! Banana boy!
I suppose you're just on your way out to the big new O.J. Simpson theme park.
DNA land?
Stranger, you got a snappy answer for everything. Don't you ever ask yourself the spiritual questions in life?
Do geese see God?
Well, I never thought of that one. Who's that waving at you over there?
Bob!
No, next to him.
Pop!
The woman.
Lil.
The other one.
Hannah.
The other one.
Ava.
The other one.
Eve.
My lady's leaving.
So, Ida, adios.
Stranger, I'm getting tired of this.
Huh?
Reach for the sky.
Draw, oh coward.
All right. What's the trouble there, stranger?
Snug guns.
I guess I got the drop on you then.
A man, a plan, a canal. Panama!
Oh, got me with that snappy little straw hat.
Aha!
Oh, palindrome, my hero. Would you join me in my room for lunch?
Sex at noon, taxes.
Yes, palindrome, starring Bob Autobob as palindrome and Meg Jem as sis. Check your local station for time and temperature. Remember, palindrome. He gets them coming and going.